Hillsborough County GOP State Senator Rhonda Storms is the star attraction at the Tea Party convened by conservative activist Terry Kemple on the 4th of July in Brandon. In her speech, Storms touched on a variety of subjects in which she said the federal government under Barack Obama has taken control of, including the media.
We flew a guy, we in Hillsborough County, meaning you and I, and our taxpayers reach in your pocket, you paid your own money, to fly a guy to New Orleans so he can get an operation that was discretionary. And because we're in mixed company, I can't tell you what it was. But I kid you not, it involved the medical replacement for Viagra. We flew him, I'm not kidding you, we flew him to New Orleans. That's the kind of health care and medical care that we want to avoid.
And when describing the health care debate, Storm said that politicians and the media could learn about the dangers of government involvement by studying the Hillsborough County indigent health care system. She listed what she said was one example of local health care spending run amok.
Helen Thomas turned and said to Gibbs, the press secretary, and said to him, I have not seen, I am shocked. That's what she said. I'm shocked. I haven't seen a White House try and control the media like this White House is trying to do, even Nixon. And everything that he did never tried to do this to the media. And you know what the media, you know what Gibbs was just like, tried to blow it off. But you know what? You and I know, what do we know? It's the truth.
In a follow-up interview with WMNF, Storms reflected on the announced resignation of Alaskan Governor Sarah Palin. Storms denounced what she said was blatant sexism by the media against the Republican Party's vice presidential nominee in 2008.
It would not surprise me if she said, you know, this is too much for my family to take that kind of abuse. But my hope is that that's not what the direction she's going. My hope is that she's saying, you know what, right back at you, and I'm going to take a minute to catch my breath and then run for president.
In a discussion about concurrency and the problems with Senate Bill 360, the controversial measure revision to the state's growth management laws, the former Hillsborough County Commissioner predicted that the 1 cent sales tax for mass transit that is expected to be on the 2010 ballot will not pass.
It's going to go down in flames. It's not going to pass, and because people are sick of it. Even though they don't want to be stuck in traffic, they are not going to pay for, there's an anti-rail sentiment right now, and there's an anti-tax sentiment, and people are not going to pay for it. You heard it first right here.
Well, I think Commissioner Norman said something like that, too. Actually, I've heard him say that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm around people a lot. Yeah. I'm not hearing people say, raise my taxes. They're not saying that. They ain't saying it. They're not saying it here, but you know what? They're not even saying it in Democrat circles. They're not saying it in independent circles. They're not saying it in libertarian circles. They're saying it in a narrow group of people. And mostly those people are something that have something to gain from it. And, I mean, there's a couple of true believers. There are. I'm not going to take that away from folks. There are a couple of true believers. I agree with that. But you know what? The general public, they're not going to vote to do it.